Time now for our Beaver Pride Athlete of the Week, and this week it's Morgan Lee of the BSU Women's Basketball. First of all, congratulations, Morgan. Another Beaver Pride Athlete of the Week.
Thank you.
First of all, going back to last weekend, you guys had two tough opponents. You ended up coming out of the weekend with a split. How good was it to get back on the winning side of things?
It definitely was. We've definitely had a streak here where it's been really frustrating because it's not like we've been playing that bad, but we just seem to not be able to pull out the win.
You guys are playing pretty well, though. You know, a lot of close games. You got off to a great start this season with five consecutive wins. A couple of big-time opponents came your way. How have you felt about the season so far?
I think it's definitely been up and down, and it's probably like that for a lot of teams. But I think that it definitely comes down to who can pull it together and especially towards the end of the season get better and better each day.
How close have you been to accomplishing your own personal goals coming into the season?
Pretty close. I am hoping that my three-point shooting percentage can be back where it was last year, but that's something that I'll continue to work on.
I know your team last year was so good at three-point shots. This year, your team has kind of struggled a little bit. What do you think the difference has been? Is it just a matter of having different players on your team this year?
Yeah, definitely. We have a lot more players that can get to the basket this year. And last year it was more of we would drive and kick to each other. But now we're starting to finally figure out and all kind of come together and be in sync.
This far into the season, how's the health of your team?
Pretty good. We've had a couple injuries. Erica Traving's out with the ACL, so that's a bummer. That's always a really tough injury. But for the most part, it's been a few injuries here and there, but everyone seems to be pretty healthy.
You guys are down to the last month of regular season games. As far as a mindset, what do you go into each weekend hoping to do?
We hope to just play our hardest and try to make it so that we don't have a stretch or two that'll hurt us in the game. That seems what usually happens to us, and be as solid as we can.
I know at the beginning of the season I asked you about the new players, a couple of transfers. You got Lene, you got Melissa, and also some players that had been injured and now returned to the lineup. How are things working out for you guys?
It's great to have everyone like that back, and I think Lene has done a really good job of finding her place on the team, and she's done a great job of, again, getting to the hole. She's had a couple double-doubles, which is really great for a guard her size.
You got Southwest Minnesota State and Sioux Falls this weekend at home. A big weekend for you. We'll talk about that in a second, but what do you expect to see out of those two teams?
We expect, you know, we haven't seen Sioux Falls because they're new in the league, but they have come away with a couple really big wins in our league, and we're hoping to just kind of knock them off with their confidence because they seem to really be on a roll right now.
I mentioned it was a big weekend for you personally. Your dad, David Lee, is going to be inducted into BSU's Hall of Fame. How much fun is that going to be a part of that and to see your dad get acknowledged?
It's going to be really fun. He's going to have a lot of people here that he doesn't really necessarily know about. There's a lot of surprises, so hopefully he doesn't hear this before then. But it's going to be a lot of fun for him.
And you, I'm sure, will get to attend part of that. Obviously, you've got games, so you're going to have to work around that, don't you?
Yeah, I do. We have something on Saturday, I think some kind of lunch that I'll be able to make, so that'll be fun.
Congratulations on a great season so far, and Beaver Pride Athlete of the Week, and have a great weekend.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU women's basketball team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We'll have more of Midday Live coming up next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.